Good morning. It's January 30th, and welcome to Doing Life, daily devotions for finding peace in stressful times. This is the audible companion of the book by the same name. And today's topic is flexibility. No battle plan survives first contact with the enemy. Helmuth von Moltke, the Elder. General von Moltke led the Prussian army prior to World War I. Battle-tested, he understood that while well-thought-out plans are important, circumstances tend to change immediately once hostilities actually begin. That meant that the original plans might well have to be altered. In other words, commanders needed to be flexible. Sun Tzu understood this 2,400 years earlier when he wrote his Art of War. He said, "Don't flail against the world, use it." Flexibility is the operative principle in the Art of War. Many a battle of the American Civil War, both world wars, Korea and Vietnam, might have had completely different outcomes had one side not been able to adapt their plans to changing circumstances. You might well find yourself in shifting circumstances right this minute. Perhaps you or your spouse has just experienced a tectonic shift in your work environment, perhaps with new management, or maybe one of you has even lost their job altogether. Or maybe someone you love has just been diagnosed with a life-threatening disease, and you're facing a long, possibly difficult road ahead. Perhaps a parent has died, or a child, or you're facing infertility, or your marriage is coming apart, or one of your kids is in real trouble. Whatever the situation in which you find yourself, it will be dynamic and shifting, because life is just that. If you want to continue to live life abundantly, helping those around you by lifting them up to the best of your ability, then you need to be flexible. The generals know what this means. So does Albert Einstein. He defined insanity as doing the same thing over and over again and expecting different results. Flexibility, then, means trying something radically different, perhaps something you've never thought of trying. Does it mean giving up the Thursday night poker game and substituting a date night with your wife? Does it mean a radical change in expectations and maybe an altered career path in order to care for a loved one? Does it mean finally considering adoption a viable option? Does it mean celebrating the loss of your job because now you are free to finally go in a completely different direction? There are scores of biblical examples, but the flexibility spoken of is possible only because of their heartfelt faith in God. That flexibility allows for contentment in every circumstance, no matter how dire it may first appear. Philippians 4:11-13. Paul, the New Testament crusader for Christ, adapted to his circumstances by doing things that were radical departures from his training and upbringing in order to achieve the goal he sought, the spread of the gospel. He said to the Jews, he became like a Jew. To the Gentiles, he became like one not under Mosaic law. To the weak, he became weak. In fact, he became all things to all people in order to offer salvation to as many as possible. 1 Corinthians 9:19-23. My personal conclusion about flexibility is that far from being an inborn character trait, it is an acquired ability that results from persistence in reaching for a goal. If what you are doing day in and day out isn't working, don't be afraid to try something radically different. Remember, developing flexibility in your body protects your muscles and joints against injury. Developing flexibility in your approach to obstacles protects your self-perception, your sense of purpose, and improves your outcome. Flexibility in all aspects of life. The person with the most varied responses wins. Kelly Perdue. Flexibility makes buildings to be stronger. Imagine what it can do for your soul. Carlos Barrios. Flexibility is always being open to the fact that you might be on the wrong track. Brian Tracy. Father, let your Holy Spirit lead us to new approaches for attaining our goals, and let those goals always include lifting others up more than ourselves. Grant us contentment, Lord, no matter our shifting circumstances, knowing that you are our rock, our fortress, and our deliverer in whom we may always take refuge. Amen. We'll see you tomorrow.